God spoke to me and said, be mindful not to mishandle the blessing. And immediately brought me to basketball. And I'm like, basketball, God? Basketball. Because what happens when a team mishandles the ball? The other team comes in, takes that ball, steals it, and goes, probably scores on them, right? If you mishandle the blessing, know that it doesn't just go away. It gets in the hands of someone else. That blessing, if you mishandle it, God will call someone else to it. You miss that shot, right? Someone else is going to rebound. You mishandle the blessing, someone else is coming in for that rebound. And trust me when I say they're eager for it. They're eager to get the rebound. They're eager to take that opportunity or that chance. So if you don't treat it right, know that someone else will. I know you've heard the saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. What you mishandle, someone else will come in and treat it with care and with love. God is saying that you have asked for specific things. You have been asking for things by the Spirit, desires, blessings, right? Open to receiving them, but when God gives them to you, you're mishandling them because they're not coming in the package you thought they were gonna come in. Or you're just not ready to receive it, so you mishandle it. This is why God does everything so specific in specific timing, in God's timing. Because in God's timing, you have been equipped and prepared for the things that you're asking for. But when we are impatient, we want the gift before God is ready to give it to us. So what happens is God goes to give it to us, but we're unequipped and we're not ready for it. So we mishandle it. And guess what? Someone comes in and gets the rebound. Someone comes in to get that blessing because we weren't ready for it. When you receive something that you're not ready for, you don't know how to care for it, nurture it, sustain it. It doesn't last. It will never last because you're not equipped with what you need. The knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, the patience, the gratitude, whatever it might be, for you to be able to sustain that blessing. That's why that man isn't coming in yet, or that woman, or that blessing, or that car, or that house, or that whatever it is that you're asking for. Because you are not ready yet. God is still working on you. God still has a plan for you. It's still there. When God shows you the vision, it doesn't just go away. But are you going to be faithful? Or are you going to doubt what God has already shown you and take yourself out from even receiving the blessing by taking yourself out of alignment, from feeling disappointment, from feeling doubt, from feeling like God isn't with you or isn't hearing you? God has shown you the vision. It's gonna come to pass. It's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. All you have to do is sit there patiently, understanding God is equipping thee with everything that you need to be that person, that version of you that can handle the blessings when they're given to you. Just because you aren't seeing the blessing now doesn't mean it doesn't exist or it's not coming in for you. If you see it in your mind, that's because it's already existing. Time is here and now. Everything is here and now. There is no past or any future. It's all here and now. If you see it now, that's because it's existing now and God is preparing you to receive it now. So understand, it's a process. It's a process that requires patience. Many times we're asking for certain things, like it could be material, it could be the gift of wisdom, it could be more patience, right? And God is giving you what it is that you're asking for in different packages than you thought they would come in. So you reject many times the blessing of that lesson or that person or that love or that peace that you were asking for because you're failing to recognize it, so you're mishandling it. If you get the blessing but you don't have the eyes to see, you will reject it, you will mishandle it, and you will throw it to the garbage, and somebody else will find treasure in that gift because they will be able to recognize it and see it. It's not only asking for what it is that we think we want, but it's also asking God for the eyes to be able to see it and recognize it when it's right before us. It's one thing to ask, it's another to ask to be qualified and equipped for that blessing when you receive it. Many times we ask for all these things. Oh, give me that recognition. Oh, give me that lover. Give me that person, God. Give me that dog. Give me that house. But you didn't ask God for what it takes to be able to handle the blessing when it's given to you. So now your hands are full. Your plate is overfilling. You don't know what to do. You have too much on your plate. You're getting stressed. Your doubt, all this negative emotions, it's bringing you down. It's bringing you out of your natural alignment of love and joy and peace and gratitude. You get overwhelmed and you fumble it. Oof, you mishandle it. You weren't ready for it because you forgot to ask God in the process of prayer for what you need to be able to handle that blessing when you receive it.